And a good chance today to visit with Pat Bosco, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students at Kansas State University. And, you know, I imagine every once in a while you maybe have trouble sleeping. I don't know. What do you lose sleep over? I mean, I'm sure that even though it's exciting what you do, mm-hmm. there have to be things that bother you, the challenges perhaps that you face.
It's an excellent question. What I lose sleep over mostly is the cost of going to school at K-State. A lot of factors go into the total cost of attendance, tuition, fees, books, housing, incidentals. We've had a tremendous increase in the cost of attendance, as other schools have. And when you think about the national rankings, they take into account the cost of going to school. So we're also one of the top 100 affordable universities in America. But that doesn't respond to the students and families that are struggling. 25% of my student body are Pell eligible. 40% of our student body are still first generation, Kathy. Think about that. 40% of our 24,000 students that come to Manhattan are first generation families, like some of our listeners. So there's a struggle from semester to semester. And we need to continue to raise private dollars. We need to continue to recognize the support of our legislature, hoping that we receive more money and be able to be efficient and run a university. Like, for example, one of the comments Princeton Review said that we're one of the best run universities in America. That's from a student perspective. So a student saying that we like the way we're being treated and we feel like there's not waste. Kirk Schultz does a wonderful job of making sure that we all understand that we can't be all things to all people. So that's probably the number one thing that keeps me up at night, that how do we keep K-State affordable? It's part of the land grant mission, part of what Abraham Lincoln's vision was all about. And I believe it's alive and well in Manhattan and also on our Salina campus and the Olathe campus eventually. It's important that we continue to think about the cost of going to school. The second thing that probably troubles me most is keeping the campus as safe as possible. As we think in terms of what's happening nationally, of respect for one another, the ability to understand that everyone has an opportunity to go to school in an environment that's safe, that's comfortable, that's accepting. That's another issue speak to our K-State brand, that we want to have an opportunity for everyone to be successful, to be safe, to feel like this is an environment where you can achieve all your goals and all your ambitions. Those are the two things that I wrestle with. I'm an insomniac anyway, so it probably doesn't help much.
Had Major Don Stubbings on this past week from Kansas State mm-hmm. University Police Department, and I know, of course, they do all sorts of different things. But I can see, you know, with campus safety, look mm-hmm. at the world today. I mean, you can't hardly – I mean, there's a couple cases, movie theaters mm-hmm. that haven't been safe. Mm-hmm. Even nearby Fort Riley, we had a little bit of a scare mm-hmm. in the last mm-hmm. few months. And so I can see why, you know, you do have to think about those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're very proud of what we have here in Manhattan at Kansas State University. But just like everywhere else, things are kind of changing that way.
You think about the fact that we're friendly, that we're accommodating, that we're an open campus. We take great pride in the fact that we're open and open not only with ideas expressed, but the way the campus is just run. We're very accepting. And we're in a classic college town. That makes it even more, you don't want to bring your guard down. And that's part of our campaign. The On Us campaign that our CARE program has put together with cooperation with a lot of different entities on campus, including our athletic department, that we walk on campus with a friend. We want to make sure that all reports are reported, all incidents are reported to the appropriate individuals, that we follow up with great aggressiveness to make sure that we're taking every complaint seriously, that we respond in a way that demonstrates that we want to make sure that we are transparent in everything that we do. Statistically, we remain one of the safest campuses in America.
Knock on wood, huh?
Yeah, but things still happen to good people, and we want to minimize that every way we possibly can.
And I know, is there really even a traditional student anymore? I mean, they're kind of the gamut anymore, aren't they?
Yeah. I mentioned 6,000 new students. At one time, you're able to say, well, a freshman is defined this way. She comes in with no college hours. She comes directly from high school and knows exactly what her major is. the new student is not going to change their major. Matter of fact, I remember in 1969 living at the Dulles Sig House that no one ever dropped a class. I don't even know if we knew how to drop a class. And to think about finishing in 4 years, you all finished in 4 years. Well, unless you had a story to tell. Now things are so different. Students defer for a semester, they defer for a year, they go to community colleges, they transfer, and the change of major. 60% of our students change their majors three times, and most of them change at least once. And when you have a minor program that we have here, which is a kind of a neat popular program, about 70% of my students are earning a secondary area of interest. So, for example, you can receive a minor in computer science or language or leadership studies or business. Well, they have an opportunity to receive an area of concentration in leadership studies or in business. That's huge. That makes your engineering degree even more marketable, or your education degree, or your degree in ag economics or art history. It makes those kinds of it makes our graduates more marketable to a very competitive environment. So, yeah, things have changed dramatically. Just unbelievable.
How difficult is it to transfer? I mean,
actually, we're awfully good. About 30% of our student body are transfer students. And we're the number one school in terms of students who transfer here from community colleges in the state. So we're proud of that. Our admissions office works with our community college partners throughout the state, and also the four-year schools. We like to say if a student decides not to come here as a freshman, we see them on transfer day. That's not a good PR statement, but it's one that we think about in the halls of Anderson Hall every once in a while.
Well, we just have a couple minutes left. I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight. I mean, I'm sure we could go into several different areas, but I'll let you kind of take the lead.
Well, we have three major construction projects going on right now in student life. One is the Welcome Center, which is the Bernie Family Welcome Center, a $20 million privately funded program that would not be a reality. Well, people like Rand Bernie and Patty Bernie and Mary Veneer and others who just did a wonderful job of helping us support that program. That's underway. We hope to have a brand new Welcome Center, which will include our recruiting efforts as well as career employment services. That'll be in East Stadium, Memorial Stadium. The west end of the stadium, you know, the Purple Mast was opened just this last fall. That project is completed, and we've had plays in there throughout the spring. The other project is the K-State Student Union, $28 million renovation that will begin in September. It's the south end. That entrance will be blocked, and we'll start a major renovation project in our student union, which I'm very proud of. And the third project is John Weefald Hall, Residence Hall, 550-bed Residence Hall. That you can see the big crane that's going up, so we're very excited about that for August of 16.
Well, very good. It's always a pleasure to have you in today, Pat Bosco, with us, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, Kansas State University. You've been listening to In Focus.